Who are you? The proud Lord said that I must bow so low.
Here comes Gendry, here comes Gendry, here comes Gendry, here comes Gendry, here comes Gendry. You got to do the other part. Here comes Gendry, here comes Gendry,
Gendry,
here comes Gendry, here comes Gendry, here comes Gendry, here comes Gendry, here comes Gendry, here comes Gendry, here comes Gendry, here comes Gendry, here comes Gendry.
Hark!
Hark to you, friend. House Cave Johnson here. Chariots.
Hey. Yeah. Hail.
Hail and well met, traveler.
Well met. May you bask in the light of the seven. You know what you're listening to, baby.
It's everything to Gendry. A real bastard of a podcast.
It is a bad. We're the original podcast bastards.
These are things we could actually say if we were really doing this show, and it wasn't. And the pivot wasn't an extended year long joke.
I'm trying to think of what the bastard name would be for Portland.
Haircut.
Bridges.
Yours is the accurate answer, and mine's funnier.
I know haircut is pretty. No, it's not. Haircut's too general. There's just haircuts everywhere, and haircuts here aren't that special.
Portland's got a lot of haircuts.
It's not something I associate with Portland.
Okay.
I think. I'm Gary Bridges. And with me as always is Will Bridges.
No, I'm not base born, buddy. I'm House Hughes.
You think you were born in wedlock?
I was born in wedlock, yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
My parents have been married for 10 years. My mom barely liked my dad, so I don't think she was out with other men.
Do you think mothers ever get divorced just for the birth and then get remarried?
I don't think it's standard practice, but we could try to popularize it if we had any female listeners.
Yeah. Ladies calling it bastarding.
I just wanted to get my kid a little bit of the old rough, I guess.
It's, you know, I'm a bastard.
Uh-huh.
Nothing. It's not particularly rough.
In a basket?
It's pretty chill. No, I'm in a chair, but I've been in a basket before.
When were you in a basket?
Hot
air balloon?
When I was much, thank you. Yeah, hot air balloon. And I was also thinking, when you're young, you're in kind of a bassinet, which is kind of like a plastic basket.
In a lot of ways, Gary, I don't want to fight you today. I'll accept bassinet as a plastic basket, absolutely.
It rhymes.
It sure does. When were you in a hot air balloon?
That would have been 2014, 2013.
The good old days.
My ex-girlfriend who I met you through won a hot air balloon, from a silent auction for the Transactive Gender Center.
Yeah.
And it was very early on in our courtship. So it was a little bit weird to take me, but she did. And it was nice and weird, but you do have to get up at 4 a.m.
Okay. And this is a hot air balloon ride, not full ownership of a hot air balloon, which I feel like would be more trouble than it's worth.
I don't know what she would have done with a hot air balloon. This was just a ride.
Historically, what you do is sell rides in it to other people who aren't sick of your hot air balloon.
Who get up at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
And don't stop
complaining about it.
It is very early. It takes a whole team because you don't steer a hot air balloon.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton wrote a book about that.
Yeah. You just had to watch the hot air balloon and then have people there to drive to pick you up.
Yeah.
Landed in someone's vineyard. It was fucking weird.
There's a reason that aeronautics moved on and didn't try to make the hot air balloon much better.
It is one of the worst forms of transportation. It's really dumb. It's slow and you go to decide where you go.
It's
that is two big downsides to transportation.
Yeah, it's like an elevator, but slower. Probably not slower. I don't know what's faster, an elevator or a hot air balloon. Hot air balloon go higher, except for thinking about the Empire State Building. Ooh, now I'm imagining New York skyline filled with hot air balloons, and the whimsy is getting to me.
It would be a nice whimsy, but it would be a bloodbath when they all landed, just in traffic.
You know? That might cause a little light rush hour. But Gary, this is not our New York podcast, everything to Gotham.
Gambino's. Oh.
Now, that's an interesting... Folks, this show is nothing if not a series of Rorschach tests. Enjoy that one.
Yeah.
No, I should have said the King's Landing skyline festooned with hot air balloons.
Yeah, something that strangely, the person we know only and refer to on this podcast only as the scribe has not introduced hot air balloons to our world.
Yeah, the scribe. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I feel like once you've seen a dragonfly, space fly, I don't think a hot air balloon rates.
Well, it would just be a way to get up and then like not know where you're going. You know, I guess all the reasons why they're bad in real life would be bad in Westeros as well. Or
except if birds were giant and ate people and could breathe fire.
Yeah, those are still pretty rare, even in the current continuity. Come on, we know that.
Oh, well, but I mean, you go back and watch
House of Hot D.
There's dragons all over the fucking place in that show, I imagine. Yeah. I haven't watched it.
Yeah, back in the day.
Can't imagine watching it.
I like to think that I'm current with this, so whatever's happening now in Westeros is where I'm at. When I fantasize about
book current or TV current?
Book current, big time. So that means I don't know what happens at the end.
Yeah. Also, not very current, if we're being honest. Yeah, on account the scribe.
It's kind of forever current. The way that once you die, you don't get older.
True.
You know.
It's beautiful.
It's one of those things. Of course, this is the podcast where we're talking about everything in the Wiki of Ice and Fire, based on the books by the scribe.
Yeah, this is just also, to be real fucking clear, this is book wiki, not show wiki.
I would die before we did the show wiki show, which is going to be the pivot.
Yeah, the book wiki is so much nicer. Like, it just looks nicer. All the fonts are good. Mm-hmm. It's more detailed.
Mm-hmm. These are great.
Not today,
fonts.
Obviously. This one's fucked, but...
Oh, this one's pretty good. Let's not sell this short. Of course, today, and of course, if we randomize, we get the same thing again. We have to do it again. So hope that we don't roll this one again.
Yeah.
This time, of course, we are talking about House Cave.
House Cave. And obviously, it's almost like redundant to do this episode since everyone knows so much about House Cave.
House Cave is huge, both in Hot D, the TV show, and Night of the Seven Kingdoms. And it's not just the place where the Flintstones live. It's a noble house from the lands of Crackclaw Point.
Yeah, they claim they are sworn only to the Iron Throne. So they're not taking sides, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting. They serve the realm, you know, more than any individual ruler.
And Gary, what are their arms and their words?
Well, that's the thing. We don't have them, but we can probably pitch some, I think.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, so the standard for House Cave, I'm thinking a big black mawing void.
Okay.
With maybe a cute bear inside it and a tiny little fire and a caveman.
Okay, are they friends?
They're both sitting over the fire.
Okay.
It's unclear whether this is an uneasy, kind of alliance or if they are old pals. Like if it's like Marcus and the Brotherhood of Steel member who founded Broken Hills from another wiki.
I like to think that they're friends.
They're friends.
Thank you.
What are some good house words for House Cave?
Oh, all of life is only shadows on a wall.
Sure. Like it. How about deeper, harder, faster?
Yeah. I mean, one of those is going to make for a better techno song. So.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And you know, they might have invented techno. We don't know because they haven't been introduced by the scribe yet. They've just been mentioned. We're still waiting for the book where House Cave comes into its own.
Well, let's talk about House Cave at the end of the 3rd century. I know we've got a big section of the wiki in between those two to talk about. Let's talk about House Cave at the end of the 3rd century.
Okay. They did not appear yet.
Well, yeah, but we've got a list here of the known caves during the time span of the events described in A Song of Ice and Fire.
Yeah. One of them appeared in the Kingsguard.
Sure, but just read me the list of the known caves during the time span of the events described in A Song of Ice and Fire, please.
Okay. We've got Stravis.
No, read the wiki to me.
I am. There's nobody here.
But it has the line, no member has appeared yet, which
oh,
I
Oh, no member has
funny.
Appeared yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were asking me to improv names of... I can't do the scribe's work.
I would never.
The scribe can't do the scribe's work.
No, He's kind of started a movie theater in New Mexico.
Yeah, he's just a little guy.
So the thing about hitting special colon random in the wiki is sometimes you get one that just Brienne mentioned once in chapter 20 of A Feast for Crows.
Yeah. I bet you it was hot when she did it, though.
Yeah, you a Brienne stan?
Oh. I mean, more from the show, to be fair. The way she's described in the book doesn't get my rocks off, but in the show, fuck yes.
Yeah, the show does tend to de-ugly people. Like,
big time.
Tyrion is supposed to be unpleasant to look at.
Really unpleasant. His face is supposed to look, he's supposed to look like Arseface from Preacher or other wiki.
Yeah.
Podcast. But he looks just like a handsome fucking man, a Peter Kadinkalidge, which
the
is
Preacher
nice.
Wiki, the Preacher one is, of course, Everything to God.
Yes, everything to God.
A
not
Preacher
to be confused
podcast.
With a Bible one.
Yeah.
Yes. Stay tuned. Or go back into the past. Whatever.
Continuity.
I would like to see House Cave introduced in the books by the scribe and introduced in the upcoming movie they're making, so we can compare and see if the members of House Cave are less ugly.
See, I want to see it happen in the play. They're doing a play.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's going to be a special episode of this, like when we go to the play.
Yeah.
And everyone's got to do the Gendry bump so we can afford to do it.
Yeah.
It's not just a dance move anymore. It's now something you give us money.
Yeah, it's not just like a little thing where you get a little bit of like adolescent ship tease with Arya.
Yeah, and your king's blood. Get leached up.
Yeah, get a little bit of the old king's blood out of you.
A little bit of leached up. Hey, who do you know in real life that you think is most likely to have king's blood?
Levi.
Levi probably does have king's blood. He does seem like he comes from kings.
He's just so powerful seeming.
Yeah, very powerful. And who do you think has fool or jester blood?
You. I don't know if that came through on Discord. I said you in like a silly voice.
Oh, it didn't. Whenever you do a silly voice, Discord censors it.
I know. It's so rude to me.
I think if we were going to give jester blood to Melisandre and she did magic, she'd open up her legs and just a big clown honk would come out. Like it would be
man.
A shadow monster. Just honk.
Yeah, that's really good, man. But you're
the Lord of Light has not given me the correct blood. Honk.
You're kind of encroaching on the scribe's territory, though.
Yeah, I guess that's well. This is scribe fan fiction. This is scriblet, which like is a tribute, not territory.
Yeah, and I was trying to think like a maester of our own.
Oh sure. Yeah, I like that.
Moo.
Yeah. an Aria of our own. REO3.
REO Speedwagon could be our Game of Thrones tribute band.
That would be really good. And we could also do some REO Speedwagon songs if we could think of any of them. Which I can't.
The only one that came up in my head was Reeling in the Years, which is Steely Dan. Yes. So
yeah. All the best REO Speedwagon songs are actually Steely Dan songs.
I'm going to look it up. I know there's got to be one.
They have one hit. Yeah, they have like one or two
Keep
hits.
On Loving You, Roll with the Changes. Maybe they don't have any hits.
They have a greatest
can't fight hits. They did Can't Fight This Feeling.
There we go. That's REO. Not REO, which is the subject of this podcast, of course. And if we ever get to that one, that's going to be a huge episode.
I don't feel like I could.
It would be like a four-parter.
I can't fight this feeling anymore. Did Discord kill that?
Nope, unfortunately, nope. I got it, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure why. Well, I just kind of unprompted singing the chorus of Can't Fight This Feeling anymore.
Of REO Speedwagon's hit Can't Fight This Feeling.
No, I know. We just established it. I understand.
From Wheels Are Turning, 1984. The song is 4 minutes 55 seconds, and it was written by Cronin.
That's when we get to our pivot, Everything to George. Not to be confused with the scribe. Of course, we're talking about Orwell. That's when we talk about everything that came out in 1984. Not doing that yet. What can they do if they like this show in addition to the Gendry bump and all of its sick moves and dollar?
So do you mean in addition to contributing to the Patreon at patreon.duckfeed/TV? That's not it. That
was close.
It. It was
all the things in it was. Yeah, they weren't in the order, but I think that it was all the parts. It was like a fun word scramble. You gave them an anagram.
Yeah, people love that with Earls.
Yeah. My name is URL. Patreon.com/DuckFeedTV, of course.
Gary, that's Gendry such... Bump. Gary, that's such... My name is URL. We could reboot My Name is Earl. Fuck this show.
Jason Lee's not doing anything.
Did they get him into those new Tony Hawk games they made?
I don't know. No, I don't think he's ever been in a Tony Hawk game. His Scientology stink kept him off.
No, he was definitely in a Tony Hawk game.
I don't think that's true. Jason Lee?
Jason Lee, Tony Hawk. Oh, he's got an entry on the wiki.
Good, keep reading.
Jason Lee is a professional skateboarder. He retired in the late 1980s and early 1990s. He only appears in Tony Hawk's Project 8 as the player's first sponsor.
Project 8 as a sponsor. Okay. I knew you couldn't play him.
He is also a secret skater unlocked upon completion of Tony's AM challenge.
Tony's AM challenge?
Amateur.
Oh, amateur challenge. I see. Oh, well, shit. Also, you can leave us a rating or review.
I'm really going to.
I know.
If I sound.
You got to stop reading this wiki. I know you're reading text.
I don't know. I'm not reading. I'm not reading the text. This is pivoting to me. It's been a while since I've had such a clear win.
You were right about this.
In life,
it was clear but small.
In life, I mean. I haven't had a win this big in a while.
Yeah. And none bigger than this for a long time. This was clear, but very small.
It was a big win. It was, you were very certain and very wrong, and I was very right.
That's not what determines the bigness of a win.
How do you get to fucking decide that, you piece of shit?
Of course I do. You can believe whatever you want, but your reality is defined by others in terms of like what's a win.
That is the otherwise you can just walk around. That's a less true thing than you said that bullshit about Jason Lee.
In terms of a win?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think so.
But you're not getting through my walls, man. I'm so mad at you right now at that idea that you might. Gary, if I start judging my wins based off how you feel about them, I might as well walk into the ocean.
I'm saying how other people in general feel about them.
They don't matter because I'm the only real one.
I don't think you think that.
I started listening in summer of 2024 and just now got caught up. That's about 1,050 episodes in about 500 days. Even if you count how the episodes used to be 15 minutes long, that's still some dire math. The binge really started when I learned there would be a pivot and wanted to get caught up for it. Said effort increasing when I saw the Cutthroat Kitchen episode drop. Was it worth it? I got some real soul searching to do. I mean that literally. I'm a husk that requires a phylactery now. That was a 5-star review left on Podcast Addict by Dan B. Thanks, Dan B. Hope things get better for you.
I don't. Valar Morghulis.
Words are wind. Like farts!
Gendry, 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 you switched over to my part. You switched to the rhythm, Gendry's.
I know.
Well, that's a clear win on my part. Of course, you're listening to Everything to Gendry, the only podcast dedicated to the scribe.
I mean, there's Everything to Aces High or whatever the fuck it's called. I hate that show.
Oh, the Aces High. Are you talking about Wild Cards?
Wild Cards, yeah. I'm sure there's a G guy in there. I mean, I've read the, there was a, because I just check out source books from the library sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
There was one for the, like, Champions tweak for that, and it was a really good read.
I imagine that. Like, the character concepts in that are good.
Yeah,
the prose is not. I've tried to read a short story compilation of that because it felt like my shit, but it wasn't. This is Everything to Gendry, where we talk about everything in the Wiki of Ice and Fire book.
Book, thank you.
Yeah. And today we're talking about a big one.
Yeah. I mean, can I give you the tagline for this show that I forgot to tell you?
Oh, yes, please.
From Lyanna Stark to Lyara Stark, it's Everything to Gendry.
Pretty good.
Early in my career as a news writer, I wrote a story where I confused Lyanna Stark and Lyara Stark, and I was called like a fucking moron.
A clear loss.
Yeah.
Okay,
you've become interested in a concept. That's good.
Now, when we were naming the show, why didn't we name it Everything to Garrus Drinkwater?
I don't know. Is that... Sorry, I'm thinking of Dink Smallwood.
Yeah. Different dude. This is somebody who accompanied Quentin.
Yeah. I'm thinking of Garrus Vicarion.
Yeah. Totally different. Oh,
my craggy boyfriend. Garrus.
Yeah. I think there's a Garrus Lannister as well. Who's the Lannister who's the uncle? There's a fun
Kevin.
Uncle.
It's just Kevin.
No, Kevin's not fun. Kevin's the stern one. There's a fun one who sailed off to try to find their sword.
Tyrion taught Tyrion how to do backflips
and shit.
Deeper than I can. Also, Kevin is fun compared to Tywin.
Yeah, I guess
Kevin's a bundle of laughs compared to Tywin.
A lot of people are bundles of laughing compared to Tywin, but that is for sure true.
I like that idea of like Cersei being, Kevin's my fun uncle because he smiled once.
Because he's not my dad.
Yeah.
Who forces me to marry people who aren't my brother. This is a big episode. We're talking about chapter 6 of A Dance with Dragons.
Yeah. Apparently the Wiki of Ice and Fire has all of the chapters of the books.
Is individual things. And we're on everyone's favorite storyline from the books. The Quentin Martell storyline.
Reading this synopsis of a chapter of a book I have absolutely read with no memory of this whatsoever really, really drives home that A Dance with Dragons is not a good book.
It's some of the scribe's worst work. This storyline, I think, is the worst storyline in the show.
Book just feels like I'm telling you this story so I can tell you that story.
I agree. It also, to me, feels like as the books go on, he slows down until it starts taking place in real time.
Yeah.
Like, the synopsis of this chapter, Prince Quentin Martell visits Volantis during his journey to Meereen. Okay.
So
does anything noteworthy happen? Not really.
Yeah, so Quentin Martell is what? He's the son of the Prince of Dorne.
Martell. Yeah.
Yeah. And he thinks he's going to marry Daenerys.
Yes.
Because there's like three different people. Like, for some reason, the scribe introduces in, I think, this book, the three different people who are deluded into thinking they're going to go marry Daenerys. Like, there's the Ironborn guy, too, who's like, I'm going to take her as my salt wife.
There's Euron. Yeah. Euron and Euron's brother also thinks he's going to do it.
Victorian, right? Is
Victorian.
The one who thinks Victorian. Yeah.
Yeah, but Euron also says it. And then there's also young Griff.
I fucking can't with young Griff, man. I just can't.
I know.
Tyrion's whole storyline in that book is so goddamn. Well, he just didn't know what to. Okay, you had him kill his dad, and it was a big moment, and now it's just like, I guess he goes over here.
Yeah, who knows what he does? Who gives a shit? Here's the thing about the TV show. I would rather die before we did the TV show wiki.
Yeah.
The TV show primarily, you know, it did a good job in avoiding some of the stuff that is the most boring stuff that has ever been imagined.
Gary, you can't say that.
No?
He'll hear.
I guess that's shit. Do you think he listens?
I don't know if he has alerts up for his name.
I hope he does, because he's going to get a lot of really good encouraging
words. That we
have not
said and will not say and will not be in the text of this episode description.
No. Yeah. He might just have alerts set up for the scribe, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, probably referring to me if they're saying scribe.
Can I be clear that I like the scribe a lot?
Me too. I also like The Scribe. And in fact, I like most of these books.
Yeah, but I like The Scribe. I like that he is a cranky little man. I love that he's so mad at the House of the Dragon guy, because the House of the Dragon guy was like, it's too many fucking kids, and I just want to, like, not do one of the kids.
Yeah.
And George R. sorry, The Scribe lost his goddamn mind
about it.
You gotta
bleep that in the edit.
What?
In case he searches. I said you had to bleep that in the edit in case he searches.
Yeah, let me just make a note of when that happened.
It's a 25 minutes or so. I'm going to say it, and we're going to talk about it, so you'll remember. 25 minutes.
Yeah.
25 minutes.
When I said I was going to make a note, though, I did flip off my microphone, so.
25 minutes. You're going to remember it, because I'm going to keep saying it. 25 minutes.
You're putting
and you'll,
lot
it'll
of
be
faith.
Easy to go to it.
You're putting
it's
a lot of
25
faith
minutes.
Because I'm not going to write it down.
It's 25 that. Minutes.
Yeah, but I'm not going to write it down.
But repetition helps people remember things.
You'd think, but no, because I've already remembered as many things as I'm going to.
25 minutes.
For life.
25 to life.
25 or 6 to 4.
Ooh.
This is everything to Satara.
To Chicago. That's Chicago. Satara, thank you. Sorry. For some reason, I thought you were talking about, like...
It feels
my brain
good.
Hurt
another
band.
Jason Lee morsel in my belly.
You're disgusting. So what else can we say about this chapter?
Okay, so, I mean, a lot... This has got to be, like... 25 pages, right?
Yeah. One of the least incident-filled chapters in the history of these books.
But look how many characters appear or mention. We got Pretty Pig.
We got Pretty Pig. The characters debate whether to give up and then decide not to. So things are not happening in this chapter. That's it. And they're like, no, let's keep going the way we were going.
There is another way to Mirene, less honorable, but faster than the demon road.
I like the phrase faster than the demon road.
Yeah, I could imagine, like, anything that sounds surface level cool, I now assume is a crypto thing or something.
Oh, like a place to trade crypto. Like you go.
Yeah,
on the,
they're
the
going.
Demon
yeah,
road.
I have a way that's faster than the demon road.
Yeah. Yeah. On most of our shows, we'd be against that, but on this one, we do have Gendry coin.
Yeah, of course, we've got to keep the lights on at Duckfeed somehow.
And we have to go to that play.
We've become, expensive. We've become the economic engine of Duckfeed somehow, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's grim for both Gwen and Kay. They're not going to put that play on in Portland.
They're not going to put it on. It's in the West End. If we... A real question. If we killed the show,
mm-hmm.
do you think the Patreon would drop $1?
Yeah. Okay. I bet you a couple people would protest. It would depend a little bit on why we did it. If we just did it to be jackasses,
uh-huh.
I can imagine some people being mean and kind of mad about it. If we did it because, like, hey, we just don't have time for this. People are understanding about that kind of stuff. Or if, like, something happened with you where you couldn't do it. You had a kid.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
That kills that's what kills most podcasts.
It does kill a lot of podcasts. I think people would understand and then it wouldn't drop. People would be disappointed though.
Gary, can I be distracted?
Sure. Do you still got that Jason Lee fucking wiki open?
No, I do have my email open because we use it for Google Chat, and I did just get a deadline update that there is a live action series based on Tinkerbell called Tink. In the works at Disney Plus.
Don't care for that. Who's playing Tink?
Not announced yet. It's still just in development.
That one's not done yet. Keep developing, baby.
Yep. Keep it cooking.
Keep that in the oven. What can people do if they like everything to Gendry?
A live action feature named Tink was previously in development in 2015 with Reese Witherspoon set to play the lead. I'd watch that.
I wouldn't. Why? Like, why on earth would you ever use your eyes on that?
Because she's darling.
No, she. I mean, she's great. There's no. Have you seen every other thing she's ever been in?
Not yet.
Because I would probably watch Tink. Every other thing before I'd watch Tink.
But she's probably real sassy in it. Imagine Tink, Gary.
I am. One must imagine Tink, and I imagine it when you said it, and it's just not good. It's a bad imagining. I don't care for Tinkerbell. I don't care for most of the characters in Peter Pan.
Who's your favorite?
Maybe Rufio. Ratings, reviews, Patreons. Do we have a review?
Yeah, I mean, if we do four in a week, we're going to...
No, maybe we don't have one this time.
The Battle of Gaugamela was fought between Alexander the Great and Darius III of the Achaemenid Persians. The blue moppet that Gary mentioned is one of Darius's children. Darius fled the battlefield, abandoning his family. Afterwards, Alexander contacted Darius and offered to ransom his family in exchange for his Xbox, his sneaker collection, and an ounce of weed. This was all off the top of the head, but you've brought me out of my slumber, and now I'm going to eat your knees. No ghost. Oh, that's no ghost written several times. I see.
Ah, got you.
It was Nogos.
I like that. That sounds like a cool area east of Yunkai.
It sure does. Words or wind?
Valomorgulus.
Those don't translate as each other. I just like mine and he likes his, and I can't say his.
Yeah. You can't say mine?
Valhormuchus.
Clear win.
Gendry.
Horses everything to Gendry.
Yeah, Gary, thanks for pulling me out of that one. Today we're talking about what I'm going to choose to call Enslavinger People's Bay.
Okay.
We don't say, it's a thing that happens to people as they enslave.
Yes. We don't say that word along with the name of the scribe. Which makes talking about this whole area pretty difficult, and Danny's entire storyline.
Which I don't like anyway very much, so.
Yeah, I don't care for it really one bit.
I'm not making fun of calling people enslaved peoples. I think that is a good change. It's just, my brain is bad, and sometimes it makes connections. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I don't know if I've seen that discourse, and I don't know if I care to. Being offline has been great.
Yeah.
I don't have my language corrected quite as often.
Yeah. And that's all a white man in America is really asking for.
It is. I mean, I sincerely think it probably is. I think it would make a lot of people chill. Not saying we should do it. Just saying that I think that it probably is the thing that bothers a bunch of people. We're talking about people who enslavable people's bay.
Yeah, that's
today. And not their girl. They're it's like the land, like the water bay, not bay, BAE.
That's a great distinction, Gary, because I think everyone assumed you meant their BAE and was very, very upset with you.
Well, it's a different chapter. That's a different episode.
Yeah. So this is I have a lot of trouble keeping track of where Danny is at any given time. After the first book. First book's great, right? The first book is genuinely fantastic, and her storyline, while it is not quite as interesting as what's going on with the Starks, is still really
it's pretty good.
And yeah,
I'll say there's a couple things in book two that are pretty cool. I like the tower. I like the warlocks of Karth.
Mm-hmm.
Shit like that. I think that's pretty interesting. But the idea of just having a separate storyline where you just have entirely different characters who never interact with each other seems like a misguided one from the start, perhaps.
It's supposed to be a story about how you can get bogged down in things when you have a destiny or whatever. But that just means you've made a bogged down story.
It means you have five books of being bogged down.
Yeah.
That's a lot of books, and they're big books. And we haven't talked about that often, but the scribe makes big books.
They're heavy. Someone has dropped everything one on girthy. Someone else with intent to hurt.
Yeah. Like, and there's just a lot of books to just not be doing anything, spinning your wheels, you know? And this is one of the most spinning your wheels places that ever happened.
Yeah.
This is where the wheels get spun.
Yeah. It's wheel spinning by design because Danny goes and gets all bogged down. She gets bogged down.
And it's one of the reasons we'll never talk about the show. We'd rather die because the show doesn't do anything with that. It sucks.
Yeah, it's just
all
like,
that work for no payoff.
Shit, it's season six. We just got to fucking get her over here.
What if she just stopped?
What if she
stopped? What if, this is all no problem, actually. She just goes.
She just go. We gotta get some hot ant fucking action.
CGI dragons. Yeah. There aren't CGI dragons in this. We're sorry about the plot with Jamie and Dorn. Here comes some CGI dragons.
Here's my confession that I haven't watched the show past the first season.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, it's excellent for four seasons. Like, super, super great. Some of the best TV.
Is it what happened in the books?
More or less. The first four seasons are almost exactly the books, but just with the scenes that they add are really smart. They add a couple of little scenes and a couple of bits of dialogue that are really good. Like, sincerely. So, some of which George the scribe was involved with. It's good.
35 minutes. Every 10 minutes, it's the Everything to Gendry, the podcast where every 10 minutes someone fucks up.
Yep. 25, 35, 64.
Peter Cetera was the lead singer of Chicago.
He was. I was trying to go for everything to Gago.
Yeah, like, the Yu-Gi-Oh card.
Yeah, kind of like a Yu-Gi-Oh card. That's a different show, too. That's a pivot. Everything to Gi-Oh.
Everything to girl, comma, black magic.
There we go.
Or black magician.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, for people who don't know, that's a show you do with somebody other than me, actually. I'm not.
Yeah. After long arbitration. That's why we have to make so much money back for the network is we had to spend a lot on an arbitrator.
Yeah. I just wasn't going to do it. And we can't go into it legally, but somebody else does that show with you. I don't even know who it is, and I can't know. Like, if I know, that's also a violation.
Yeah, I know Gary gave an explanation for why there was no show last week, but now you've got the rest of the story.
Yeah, now you get the rest of the story. We were in arbitration.
Over wanting to do four fucking episodes of a Yu-Gi-Oh! Show.
Yeah, and I can't look at the pictures. It's
and if
ugly.
I say Blue Eyes White Dragon, Gary will leave the call.
Yeah, and good thing you didn't just say it there because I'm still on the call.
Low commitment to the bit. Low commitment to the bit. Arbitration was cool.
It was cool. Like, I kind of liked it. I wasn't expecting it to be kind of fun.
It was weirdly very fun. It was like 80% icebreakers.
Yeah. When you caught me, that was cool.
And I wasn't trying to. You were just good at falling.
I am good at falling. Thank you. Clear win. And when we had to pick out how many Skittles we wanted, but for each Skittle, we had to say something about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That was a real twist.
And when we were naming our favorite classical music, and I named a lot, that was a real Clair de Lune.
Yeah. It's pretty good. And I liked it when I had a blindfold on, you had to tell me how to make a house out of Legos. Like, it was arbitration rules.
I made you make a dick and a vulva.
And they were accurate, medically accurate. Like, those could have been taught in school in terms of Lego vulvas.
And now they are. That is one of the ways we're making money is we are licensing that.
Now that I think about it, those might not have been arbitrators. They might have been Lego college perverts.
Sure.
Science props.
I was going to say maybe freshman year RAs, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they kill to see a Lego clit. For a Lego clit, you have to have like a Technic set. That thing has articulation. You have to be able to have like gears and stuff to make it bigger.
And batteries, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what to say about this specific bay? There's
a lot. This is the longest wiki page we've got today.
There's the Good Masters.
Ironic.
Those guys.
Ironic.
Are there. It's very ironic. They're not very good. And the most interesting thing now is Victarion Greyjoy has the Iron Fleet hanging out here.
Yeah, that is really interesting. Everything,
it's really fascinating.
Every time I see the word Greyjoy, I definitely... Do I hate these books?
You hate half of them. You hate the bad half of them. You hate the fourth and fifth one. Because they're not good.
I just... You asked me to care about the Greyjoys, and I just go, the names are quite similar, and they're all just basically... Is this the pirate who's a little bit of Cthulhu guy, or is this the pirate who fucks?
There's the little Cthulhu one who's the only interesting one.
Yeah, he's good.
And all the rest of them are, there's nothing happens. The and the fourth book literally starts with the King's Moot, and I could not care less about the King's Moot.
You like, can't make us care about a King's Moot, people.
You can't make us care about a King's Moot. Like, that's fucking crazy. That was an insane move, Scrum.
Moot's in the name! It's meaningless.
This King's Moot is moot. Is what I say.
I'm just mad that right in the middle of this wiki page, we have the fucking Doom of Valeria, and we are not allowed to talk about it.
We didn't roll that up, and that would have been pretty sick.
That would have been so sick. There was a mention of yellow grapes here, and that made me think of Elden Ring. Written by the scribe. Well.
Written by the scribe. The scribe has his fingers in many sinister pies. This is actually a sequel podcast to Bonfireside Chat, one I didn't do with Will.
Yeah, that's canon. Yeah, you had me on a couple times. You did that with me. I was on there.
Yeah, I guess you were on that one. You were. You were in the DLC.
Was I?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we had you on in the DLC.
I think you did, too. I was on Bonfireside Chat twice.
Yeah. Welcome.
Nice.
You're firmly the third number of guest spots, I feel like, after Jeremy Greer. And then maybe Mackie? No, I think you might be tied with Mackie. That might also be a twofer.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Lore Hunter has been on more than that.
Fucking Lore Hunter.
Illusory Wall.
Lore Hunter.
Lore Hunter's only been on a couple times. I think you're tied with Lore Hunter. Illusory Wall, though, I think has you beat. I think
how am I doing
Jeremy
versus
Illusory
Vadi?
Wall. You got Vadi beat. Vadi's only been on
once.
Yeah. And you know what killed his podcasting career? Having a kid.
Yeah.
Fucking having a kid. He did have a kid, and the content changed.
Yeah, did it become prepared a dad?
It became so much better, I say. I assume, even though I stopped watching it.
Sure. This is fun.
Yeah, this is...
Who else do you want to pick? Who else in the Upper Souls community do you want to pick a fight with?
I can't. Those are my people.
Yeah.
That's my community. This appears in Storm of Swords. There's mercenaries there and stuff. I don't care.
I could not tell you. Okay, so this part has the fighting pits. Okay.
Yes.
Fighting pits are, I guess, fine.
Yeah, that's a fine way to do it. The Unsullied end up here at some point. That's, you know, the idea of the super warrior race that was raised from enslaved people, having been enslaved by people who live in a bay. It's fine. I got Cleon the Butcher King. You know, that's cool. They're cool little, that's the thing with the Dany story is there's always cool little lines.
Yeah.
And we never spend any time with them. We're always inside our fucking head. Like, I want to go see Cleon the Butcher King.
We're always hearing about what good Dick and Dario gives.
Yeah, and I it's not hot anymore.
I got this and Lego I want thing, Daenerys it's to way get bigger. Some good dickin', right?
Sure.
I'm a feminist.
You know, she deserves it. You know? I would, you know what? I'll say she could have some good Clinton if she wants that as well. I'm not only a feminist, but I'm LGBTQ+ friendly. She's bi. And,
hey, that's a clear win, man.
Yeah, it's clear win for rights, women's rights. If you like this show, there's a Patreon where you can give something known as the Gendry Bump.
Yeah, you could literally just hear the clock tick over 43 minutes on the recording just then.
Yeah.
You could literally hear Gary make the mental... It might as well be audio of Gary going, and that's long enough.
Do you have more to say about the people who enslave other people and make them into enslaved people's bay?
I
feel like we had run out of this subject. So that's why I was going on to the much more interesting subject.
Of course I don't, Gary, but there's nothing this show is about more than examining this show. So
That's true. I do also like keeping it to an hour. I have things to do.
Oh, we're keeping it to an hour, buddy. We'll just shortchange the next one.
It won't shortchange anything. We're ending on 15 minutes, so the next one will be the normal amount of time if you shut up.
Yeah, but I'm not, because I want to talk about how I'm not shutting up. I didn't get to do a podcast last week, Gary. I'm brimming.
You should have podcasted by yourself. You should have podcasted in the corner of the bathroom.
I offered to podcast by myself, and you wouldn't let me.
No. You could do it for sport.
Oh, just don't release it?
Yeah, practice.
That's called schizophrenia, my friend.
I do art for myself. You would be surprised to see the number of podcasts I've done by myself just for the joy of the game.
I know. I keep meaning to run a heist on your house.
I know. They're hidden on a certain drive that's hidden in a certain wall that you'll never find that certain men are now bricking up. I have amontillado'd my stash.
The Gary Steen files.
Oh, my band came out with an album.
Fucking hell, dude.
Go to modridge.bandcamp.
Fuck my life.
.com. Yeah. Fuck no, I mean, this is what you get for fucking extending the episode. I was ready to move to the next one.
Yeah.
You threw a rock in my shoe. This is what you get. You get hit by the rock.
The whole show is me throwing rocks in your shoes. That's what people like.
Modridge, Premier Modridge are... premiere record. You can download it and you can pre-order the vinyl. There's gonna be a vinyl. I've listened to the test pressings. It's neat.
I'm mad at myself because I'll do the bit next time and then I'll cut it in before you can do your bit here.
This is a bit, right?
The album's a bit, right?
The album came out. No, it's not a bit. It's real.
It's real. Words are wind.
I am the swordmaster of Braavos. Yeah. Valar Morghulis. Do you want to do your worst one?
No, I'll do it in the next episode and then act like I did it first.
Okay. Gendry.
Gendry's mom has got it going on. Although we don't meet her, I think she's a sex worker in King's Landing. Gendry's mom. I love her like a lot. Would this song have been written if not for Stifler's mom and American Pie? Tusk.
Hello, we're talking about, this is our everything to Golden Empire of UT. What?
What?
No, of course not. It's everything to Gendry.
Yeah, the podcast where we talk about every single concept in the Wiki of Ice and Fire wiki. Mm-hmm. I like that it's got wiki in the name. I like when a wiki has its name and the wiki word in a different part.
Me too. I like how wiki is a genuinely new word that like sprung up in our lifetimes as like a... you know, just everyone knows what it means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And most of those suck shit, right? Most of those words.
Especially the guppy one that people, fucking listeners, gave up on pretty quick.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that most wikis suck. I mean that most neologisms suck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely, they do.
Usually, if you're hearing a new word, it's for something bad.
It's usually for something bad or, like, at best annoying. Like, evil or annoying. But never good. Yeah, that's true. Whereas wiki is fine. Wiki feels nice and neutral.
They made me learn what a Hawktua was.
Yeah. Well, I already knew what a Hawktua was, of course.
It's when you spit on that thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not super into it, but I'm not going to say it hasn't happened.
I don't think I've ever had anyone spit on that thing.
It's not great. I don't get it. Yeah, okay.
I mean, I've had spit on that thing. I've received fellatio before.
Yeah, the normal mouth spit, but like actually having expectorant spit.
Having a distance and a potential for missing is worrisome.
Yeah. I don't like being a target. Like a kind of, you know, you got a William Tell situation. You balance an apple on the tip of it and you try to hawk to the apple off.
I mean, as two men walking around with bows in their pants, how do you think the women feel?
Probably, you know, okay, because they're Hawk 2 in it.
But the Hawk also implies a non-zero amount of mucus.
I know, Hawk is the real problem with that.
And to be fair, mucus, kind of luby, right?
Sure. But it has lube-like properties, but it's gross. You don't want to see it, you know? When that has happened to me...
Well,
I
how are you
going to
see it through the blindfold?
That's true. It's taken a lot of my strength not to go like, okay, when that happens. And that's not something you want to do during sex. That's going to ruin the mood.
I mean, you just give a nice, calm yellow light.
Yeah, I could have done that. I haven't worked out red lights and yellow lights generally for my dirty 30s one night stand. So the that didn't pop up.
So, Gary, I accidentally clicked an ad. Oh. Sorry, I accidentally clicked an ad.
Don't do it. Was it an accident?
It was blank. It was a fool's ad. It looked like a blank part of the wiki.
A mummer's ad.
It's good. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't do fool's ads on this podcast.
Sorry, yeah. It's a patch face ad.
Yeah, it's the mummer's ad is what we like to call it. Kind of like the mummer's dragon, a.k.a. Young Griff. Fan theory. We're talking about the Golden Empire of E.T. today.
Yeah, it's a realm located in the eponymous region of the further east of Essos. And Gary, there's just no fucking getting, like, a little behind the scenes. We had I had wikis pulled for two different concepts today.
Mm-hmm.
The other one also heavily featured a god emperor.
I'm not surprised.
It's a great word.
Yeah, it is really good. And it's one of the things that YeeT has going for it. But I will say, YeeT just being the scribe saying, fantasy China. Isn't that interesting to me?
No, that's almost never an interesting thing for any scribe to do.
No,
fucking game. I mean, usually fantasy Japan, but you're like,
yeah. Yeah, it's not great. And then you end up having, and it's, if we actually went there, it's mm-hmm. fine. But just having, like, it exist, not that great. You look at D&D 2nd Edition.
Sure.
It wasn't great when they did it there. Yeah, and the coolest thing about this is that they have a color theme with their emperors. They keep changing colors.
That's kind of fun. That is fun. Gary, can I just do off-gas some intrusive thoughts real fast?
Sure.
YeeT phone home.
Pretty good.
Thanks.
Yeah. They might have phones there. We don't know. We'll never get there.
We'll never, God willing and the creek don't rise, we'll never get there. I mean, we're never getting anywhere again. The man is going to die.
We got Valor Morghulis, for one.
Yeah.
Of course he is. And then I think somebody else will just get the rights and do it. Like, somebody will get there. It just won't be us.
Like, I think it's ghoulish for people to say to him, you're going to die. Please just hand it off or finish it or make sure the notes are in place. I don't think, I want to be clear. This is a genuine position that I hold about art. I do not think the scribe owes us one more word.
Mm-hmm.
I think the books are the books. I think if you can't appreciate the start, like, if you can't appreciate a Game of Thrones or even a Dance with Dragons, a book I don't like that much, but if you can't appreciate it on its own merit as a book without knowing that there's a resolution to that narrative, I think that deserves reevaluation as a concept. I think you need to appreciate a book as a book. I understand that they're sometimes selling the idea that it's a longer story, especially in fantasy. There's a lot of shit that, like,
I would say especially in these two books too, where they very specifically split it into two books.
That's
and
rough.
Just had each one that half the characters. Rough, yeah. It's I understand being frustrated by it, but I agree with you in, like, I don't think the scribe owes anything. Like, you can be frustrated. It's people's freedom to frustrate you. Mm-hmm. They can frustrate you. You get to be annoyed and you get to feel it, but you don't get to make demands on anybody. And it's weird to be like, hey man, you're fat and old. Do this thing because I want to see how this fantasy story ends. That's mean.
Like, you could, he could literally just write he wrote, House, whatever the book that House of the Dragon is based on. I don't remember what the name of it is.
Yeah.
Blood and Fire. Yeah. He just wrote it as a history instead of as a novel.
Yeah.
I didn't read it.
And also just, I don't know, make your own. Go to an aria of your own and
go,
like,
to
go
Moo.
Make your own. Yeah. Get a Moo. Do, just figure it out.
Oh, start a MUD.
Yeah. And why are more people starting MUDs?
Why are people not I spent so much time on the Discworld MUD back in the day.
Discworld MUD is a powerful phrase. I know exactly what that feels like.
It was very, the combat was very punishing. You could die very easily, which is not something I normally Discworld. Associate with Discord.
It is fucking a lethal campaign setting.
Discworld. I should have been saying Discworld, not Discord, because I'm stupid.
Clear win or clear loss. When you have a clear loss, I think I win. regardless of whether I've done anything.
Buddy, you understand how Will Hughes quoted a sentence that was, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, I know.
Okay. Which in many ways is my ultimate win. Every time you become pettier and just generally worse as a person.
Yeah, but every time you help me like put a cat down, that's like 20 wins for me. Because that's like really Gary coded.
And I have been getting kind of offer heavy on that.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, suspicious. Yeah. Pocket's a little sick. I was like, I'm there.
Yeah, the arbitrator had a lot of interesting things to say about that, but I wasn't listening because I was looking at the Lego dick.
Sure. You missed a lot of the words were cat poison, which is not just a New Yorker short story that completely fucking takes over the internet for 4 days.
It feels like the arbitrator wasn't used to talking about cat poison.
They seemed uncomfortable with the depths. They were not happy about cat poison. They were also not wild about the literal gaslights I kept bringing in.
Yeah. And that's just an affectation. That has nothing to do with gaslighting. That's just, you know, your steampunk thing. It's your goggles and rat tail.
A phrase I heard a lot was the theatricality of your deliberately bad friendship.
Yeah. Yeah. Mean.
It was accurate. Mean to me.
It was mean.
That's actually what we ended up coming together on, was how mean the arbiter was being to your old pal Will.
Yeah, and it was just objectively true, so I had to agree with it, even though it didn't help my argument.
Yeah, like...
I couldn't lie about it.
I didn't know that sociopathy, as an adjective, not as like the noun describing sociopathic behavior, but an adjective, sociopath. He's real sociopathy. He kept saying it.
Yeah, and I kept correcting him to sociopath-ish, and it just, like, he wouldn't do it. It was very frustrating.
I made that sociopath traveler joke. We all laughed.
Yeah.
But the arbiter didn't really laugh.
No, he just kind of smiled.
Fake
like
gamer.
Like, all of our jokes, he did that.
Yeah, fake gamer. That's the real issue. Neither of us can get a fucking laugh out of this guy.
Well, and we couldn't get a gamer arbitrator. Like, we tried, but, like, those are in high demand. They're booked up. A lot of podcasters fighting. They need a gamer arbitrator.
And the ones who aren't being actively booked are busy getting their bodies flavor blasted.
Yeah. Yep. It was tricky. The whole thing was pretty difficult last week.
It was a hard week, dude.
It was a hard week. It was
I missed
a hard
you.
Week. Yeah.
Even though we were in these arbitration sessions the whole time, but I didn't really feel like we were connecting.
No, because the arbitrator was there. Like, we couldn't let it hang loose. We kept singing. He didn't think it was funny. Yeah, it was just, it didn't work. It's okay. We learned something. I learned something.
Yeah, I didn't.
Lessons learned.
I didn't.
Yeah. No, that's okay.
I learned that if I perform the steps of arbitration without letting any of it into my head, I get what I want.
I feel like you already knew that. I don't think you learned that. I think that's like an approach you have to a lot of things that resemble arbitration.
Clear win for me.
Yeah, clear. The sociopathish. The now here in the Golden Empire of ET.
Yeah.
There's the gold yellow emperor who lives in Carcosa. Oh. Now that's just a Lovecraft thing.
Yeah.
That they took. The funny thing about Essos with the scribe is he just jammed all the Lovecraft stuff in it. Just thinking this book won't get that big. I can have deep ones in Carcosa and shit. I don't know.
I mean, you get a little bit of Lovecraft stuff with the Greyjoys too, but
that's but it does take like four books to get in there. You know, it takes a long time. We just said, yeah, that's also part of it. I don't give a shit.
So this
is
all.
And there are yellow god emperors.
So I'm looking at the references to this. I don't think this thing ever gets mentioned in a book.
E.T.? It's in the map and it's in like the Atlas.
It's in the map and then it's in the world of ice and fire. So.
Yes. There was going to be a cartoon of this, though. Called The Golden Empire that they were working on in 2022.
Oh, when they were
canceled on here.
They were baking then. They were like desperately.
We got to get this back.
Yeah. Casey Bloys was like, I need it. I need it. I need it in my fucking veins.
It is, I've read this before, like as an essay, and I think it's kind of interesting that when the TV show was really big, it was one of the last like real feelings of monoculture.
It was, yeah.
You know?
That's a pretty standard.
Yeah, I'm not making up the take. I just think it's true and kind of interesting. Like, yeah, that did feel real different, you know?
Yeah, it was the last thing that everybody kind of cared about. And now, what? Yeah. Pluribus? Nobody cares about Pluribus.
No, Well, it's all because it's fractured on streaming. And because no, like, Pluribus may as well be the Scribes books. That's not coming out. It's 3 years of essentially an eternity. God, there are so many canceled projects on this. Snow.
You kill gotta, me. Yeah, you gotta not look at all the canceled projects, man. That's TV watch, shit.
I'm gonna watch Snow. I'm gonna watch the Kit Harington show, the weakest actor on the thing.
Somebody's getting a little Tarantino.
Like, that's 100% true.
I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying it's dangerous territory.
As much as I am sworn by the books because of this podcast, I have been slowly rewatching the show, and boy, it's rough.
He's very pretty. He's very pretty.
He's a pretty man. And he does tend to attract interesting looking women, which I like.
Sure. Yeah. I like a fiery redhead who will either kill you or kiss you.
Me too. Like, it is a great show for looking at tough women.
I will say, if I'm loosely defending Kit Harington, the only thing I've ever watched where I actually liked him was, I can't remember what it's
Marvel's
called.
Eternals.
It was Eternals.
Eternals.
It was Marvel's Eternals, which I thought I was only watching for Kingo.
Yeah. Well, everyone thought it was just Kingo, but then you go, bam, Black Knight.
I can't remember. It's called like A Week of Hell or whatever, but it's the mockumentary, the tennis mockumentary he did with Andy Samberg.
That sounds funny. I'm not familiar with that.
Andy Samberg tennis. 7 days in hell. From 2015. It's funny, and Harrington is the other guy with him. He's playing just an insane weirdo, and it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I can see that working. Patreon.com/DuckFeedTV. That's how you do this. You do the Gendry bump, which is a cool dance that involves a dollar.
Yeah, and then making a bastard.
And then making a bastard. And hey, so Gary, I'm a bastard and I worked out.
Can I interject here to say something?
Sure.
I've been listening to an album lately.
What have you been listening to?
Oh, you know, it's I'll say it's from a band where the name is a little silly, and I feel like the name of this album is kind of a little, I would say, a little first thought, best thought. But I've really been enjoying the songs on it. Like, I've been spinning it constantly since it came out, and once that harmonica really hits, you know, it really kills. Really
honking on Bobo.
Oh, no. So, Gary, did you understand what bit I was doing there?
I did. The joke bit. So here's, can I tell you my journey on that? And then we're going to wrap up soon.
Of course.
My journey was, the joke was, I was going to obviously choose something that you weren't talking about there as a thing. And then you said the album title's a little first thought, best thought.
Uh-huh.
And I got mad.
You named your album Premiere. You named your first album Premiere, dude.
No, we named our first album Premiere Modridge. Modridge Premiere Modridge. It's not just called Premiere.
Hard to
it's
tell.
Not first thought.
Hard to tell.
How it's on thoughts? The cover twice.
How many thoughts? Okay.
This is not the first draft name.
What was the first draft name?
There are a lot of them. We had like a bunch of shit. Like I was very in favor of. Also, you know, this is a thing you won't understand.
Sure.
It is a democracy when you're in a band.
I have.
You don't get
that,
to just choose the best thing.
That sucks, dude.
Yeah, my choice was Big Dinner. I wanted to call it Big Dinner.
Gary, I think I'm coming around on democracy.
Yeah? Yeah, Big Dinner was good. It's like, here's a big dinner.
How did that go over with the other
boys liked
of
it. No, the boys liked it. They just soured on it eventually. And then they ended up choosing this one.
Soured on Big Dinner would have been a good name.
Soured on Big Dinner would have been good too. Yeah, I would have liked that. The funny thing about those boys is they want to do something that they think is funny when it comes to titles, but nothing else.
Sure.
You know, so like when I say, and like we got music video ideas that are funny, but like they want to have funny things in that band very selectively.
But they don't want to do like an entire album of Weird Al covers, which I think is a
certainly
funny
not.
Idea.
Like if I were to, covers of his parodies.
Yeah.
A really funny idea. And anytime, like, you know, like, there are things that, like, we couldn't, like, if I was going to have, like, a one-week-esque rap break in the middle of a song, like, that wouldn't fly.
No.
Which
no.
I wouldn't want either. It's just interesting where the lines are.
I really would have liked to see you try to do it live, though.
I can rap live. I was in a novelty rap band called HWP. I can rap during karaoke as well. Like, I can rap. I'm a rapper.
So Gary, so you knew I was doing a bit, but you decided to counter bit and then got distracted from the counter bit by getting mad.
Yeah. Okay. Which is a very guppy stream of emotions.
It's hard to bring a bit to guppy sometimes because the reaction will, because it is an antagonistic show fundamentally.
Yeah.
Because it is a show about winning. The bit, if the other person perceives the bit, they will counter the bit.
You have to hide your bits. One of the ways you can hide them is by being saying something real mean in the middle of them to distract with anger. Anger is a powerful move.
Yeah. But then you were so distracted by that, you didn't just go, oh, you must be talking about my new album, so that I could then go, no, I was talking about Four by Blues Traveler.
Yeah. Which is why I did Honky on Bobo, which is a worse album.
So did you know I was going to talk about Four by Blues Traveler?
I knew you were going to talk about something with harmonica. I didn't know it was going to be Four.
But you knew it wasn't Honking on Bobo.
I didn't think it was Honking on Bobo. Because I don't think you have very good musical taste, but I think you have slightly better musical taste than Honking on Bobo.
Oh, boy. What a complicated But you knew. So again, we're still just talking about the philosophy here. You knew a bit was incoming.
Yes. Oh, of course.
And so you deployed flack.
Yeah, there's a voice, a bit voice, that is very hard to miss. And I think we both do it.
And your intention, but when you hear the bit voice, you don't go, ah, Will's making a joke. I should support the joke. Instead, you rev up the flack cannons.
Yeah, so do you. It's the show.
Less.
We talked about this in arbitration, man.
I know. I'm trying to get content out of a fucking week where I didn't get to do a guppy.
Yeah, well, the I'm just saying, like, with that is the standard operating procedure for this. Get with it.
Fire the flak cannons.
Yeah, fire the flak cannons. That's a nice phrase. But also a nice phrase, Valor Morghulis.
Don't buy Four by Blues Traveler. I think Robert Popper is actually kind of a genuinely bad guy, and I don't think
he's
we should
not
send
a good
him
guy.
Anymore. Yeah, he's not a good guy. There are a couple fucking songs that slap on that album, though. Words are wind.
You can steal it.
Steal it.
Yeah. Listen to it on YouTube. They don't get any money for that.
I think
their official channel.
If
but
it has,
I'm sure it's
if it has topic after it, get out of there. Find a karaoke video. There's a good karaoke video of the hook that I've practiced on about 1,000 times. Listen to that one.
Everything.